So I want to ask first of all, your new video. That's a damn good video. Where was that shot? Was that in India?
India, yeah.
We were going over to play one show and we thought we'd kill a few birds with one stone. Basically, the label said we needed a video, and the guy whom we wanted to direct the video, he kept knocking back the time, so it ended up flopping. So when we went to India, we got the chance, our manager knew some people with cameras and all that, we went over and we just did it.
It was a real guerrilla-style shooting of the video. We flew on the Friday, we knew we were doing on the video on the Thursday, if you know what I mean. So we got there. Literally 2 days in being in India, they had it all sorted out. It was really cool. They work great over there. Then we did the editing for it over here, so looks good. We're all happy.
It does look really good.
It looks different when you watch videos on TV. When they play a video and when they show ours, it stands out a lot.
It does. It has that. It's got those colours because it's filmed in India. You know what I mean? It's not like a typical darky, like grimy type metal type video. There's a lot of those around, which not a bad thing. But we wanted to try and obviously make sure people knew the video was been shot somewhere else. Those sort of bright colours and stuff. And that's what we're about.
Brightening up the day.
Exactly.
It was really cute watching them, making the kids do the horns. Their faces, they weren't quite sure, I think, what they were doing, but they looked very happy.
Oh, they were buzzing. Them little kids were great, man. They felt we were wrestlers.
They knew we weren't from around there.
Yeah.
So I think everyone was getting lots of attention. Mikey had his big beard, and that's a sign of wisdom and wealth. And so he kept on getting all these little kids, and people were like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, it was good.
So for you, coming towards the end of the year, what's sort of been the highlight for you over the last year?
The Reading Festival was incredible for me. Yeah, it was great. We've always wanted to play there as a band. We believe that. We are a rock band, and rock bands supposed to be at Reading, we rocked it.
I think my highlight was Reading and recording the album. So it was pretty much from January to April we were doing writing and recording. And I think by the end of April everyone was really... when you put it to bed and the last mix is done, it's just like...
It's done.
It's just a really nice feeling because it was all in the works for a while, and it was just... And that last mix was done, and everyone was happy because you have to have talked to everyone.
Yeah, everyone got their pennies worth.
And when all the thumbs go up, it's just like, thank fuck for that.
Yeah, we wrap that. That's a wrap. Can we just start writing another one now?
Yeah, I want to enjoy it.
How did the recording process go?
It was good,
Went to Leeds in the snow and the cold.
It was freezing.
I mean, our bedrooms were like this hall. It was just freezing constantly.
Really cold. I mean, the studio was beautiful. It was Gary Barlow's desk.
Was it really?
Do you know that?
He never came in, did he?
No, it was Gary Barlow's desk. Say thank you to Gaz.
Yeah, and cheers, Gaz.
But it was really cool. I think the writing for this time was pretty difficult, just trying to get it all sorted out. But we came through it, which is cool. And I think we got some just really good stuff. We recorded, wrote some songs with Russ Ballard.
And we actually had somebody who played here last night. Arthur Brown. He appeared on our album as well. He did the intro to a song of ours called Ninja, which was really cool.
So yeah, we had some really good stuff happening. Russ Ballard obviously wrote Since You've Been Gone, Go Get Rock and Roll Tears.
He came in the studio with us and did some writing as well.
Wicked, yeah. I mean, it was every time you record, it's different. Every single time. And so... I think as it's just happened, you're still sort of in the, not the bubble, but you're in the moment of it. You're in the ripples are still happening. I think this time next year, and you ask me about how the recording was, I might have a different answer, if that makes any sense. It's just because you're so in it now, aren't you? Still in it, I think. I look back to the other records we've done, some of them are tainted, some of them are brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's true.
So we'll see.
So did you want to do something a little bit different for this album? Did you have anything?
Always, you always want to do something different. You always want to. And being a band like Skindred, we haven't got to we haven't got to do anything that people expect. Because fortunately we just do what we want.
We've got musical freedom. That's the best thing. We can do what we want when we want. I know that sounds like not an arrogant thing to say, but we don't have any. We're not a slave to a genre. We can do what the fuck we want when we want musically, and that's a really wicked freedom to have.
Yeah.
Also, it's a double-edged sword because we're running around trying to please ourselves all the time. Oh my God, do that! But I think, you know, I think the goal was just to make the best Skindred record you possibly could.
And I believe we've done that, you know, on this record.
Not even just the best Skindred record, the best, you know, an album that I want to listen to as a fan, because I'm a fan of music. I want to hear a Stigar album, and I'm like, that's great, you know,
yeah,
I'm into it.
Sounds solid, like,
you know,
yeah.
And that's what we wanted to do, is do the best we can. You know, it's the same, give yourself the same goal every time you start an album. You want it to be the best it can be. And sometimes, you know, situations are different, you know, lyrically you're thinking about different things, musically we're doing different things. This time it all seemed to come together and, yeah, makes sense at the end of it. But you'll be able to tell me in January when it comes out.
That's right.
January 27th.
Are we going to be hearing some of those tonight?
We're going to play a few songs on the album, but I can't wait to play some of the other songs. You know, we're playing Killer Power and Ninja, which is going down amazing. That's on YouTube and whatever else, Tube. And but I'm really looking forward to playing some new songs in January, when we go properly in January.
Tonight's party night, it's the end of the year, you know, it's one of the last shows we're doing. Just want to get us and the crowd having a good time. I don't really want to challenge that too much tonight.
No.
You know, it's going to be fun, you know, get everyone involved, hopefully having a dance.
Yeah, the first time I ever came to the Hard Rock things was Hammerfest, when you played. And I'd worked like 12 hours of interviews, and that was one of the first sets I've managed to see.
Did you enjoy it?
2 hours, I thought it was brilliant.
Awesome.
I was bouncing away like a lunatic.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we want to hear.
That's great. Yeah.
I haven't seen you since.
Haven't you? Oh,
no.
I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah, we've changed.
Yeah, we've changed. We're better now.
You're better?
Yeah, we're better.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Much better.
Well, that's going to take some damn beating.
Oh, good.
That still remains one of the best sets I've seen.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
It was brilliant. And it was packed to the brink.
Yeah, there was one.
I have a feeling it's going to be packed tonight.
Yeah.
It is. It's going to get mental tonight.
Yeah. Should do. It's Hard Rock Hell.
Oh, they should rock hard, right?
Yeah. Rock like they're going to hell.
That's right.
So you're prepared for your party tonight, are you? Are you going to have a party?
Yeah,
we're going to party. I mean, I think I'll have a drink this afternoon and then sober up after my acoustic set. You know, I'll have a drink after that and then sober up and then get ready to kill again.
We've got Black Star Riders playing before us.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big one, so I want to watch them, you know, Whiskey in the Jar.
Whew.
Not before I play, but, you know, maybe afterwards.
We'll get Whiskey in the Jar later.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did you remember when you first or met each other? What were your first impressions of each other?
Well,
I met you at a show.
That's right, we played with his old band, and this is the first impression of me. Me and my old drummer was watching, and this is before Ario was in the band. We was watching him side of stage. Actually, my drummer said, come and check this kid out, come and check this kid on drums. So we stood there and watched Ario playing, and he was the best thing about his band, so I was impressed with him from day one when he started playing. And he already knew about, you know, my bands and all that.
Yeah, I'd seen Double and obviously Skindred as well. And that was probably longer than 12 years ago then.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so it's been a while. I went to audition for my gig. I knew Benj and I knew Dan, not to like hang out like this.
But you obviously.
Yeah, and yours, and we'd say hello when we'd see, if you know what I mean. And I remember, I think I had like something wrong with my stomach.
Well, you came down the loop.
Yeah, I had something wrong with my stomach, and I was just like, I remember listening to you, and I was trying to hold attention.
But your belly was killing you.
Oh my god, and I remember, I was just like, just concentrate for fuck's sake, because I was like zoning out a little bit, and I went up and was sick upstairs.
Oh, in the gym?
Yeah, I'm quite nervous, you know.
Yeah, you was.
Really,
yeah, we only auditioned one drummer though, which was great, and I was in.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really good. Maybe a bit of a problem then if you only had one audition set up and you suddenly realised, like, nah.
Basically, he was like, we had one audition set up, but there was a few more in the wings, but he killed it on the first set, so need we seek no more.
Great.
If you could pick a sort of one personality trait from other members of your band that you just think, yeah, I'd like to have that personality trait, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Dan Pugsley's intelligence to run computers. Yeah, to program and stuff. I wish I could fucking do that.
I'd have Mikey's artistic eye.
Much for the graphics.
Drawing, graphics, I'd have that. I mean, is that what you mean, like a trait?
Yeah, that's
like a skill, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, you can have that.
Trait? I mean, like I said, I'd like Dan Pugsley's...
Alright, well, I'll have your singing voice.
Oh, wicked. There you go.
So, wait, what I'll do, you know, is I'll take Dan's bass player,
right.
Mikey's guitaring,
you're
singing,
your band
and
together.
I'll do my own band, yeah. It's a one-man band, yeah.
Excellent.
You can take that on the road next year. So how You're very obviously a very lively band. Very, you know, very bouncy, really gets the crowd going, cheers people up. How do you keep that going, you know, when you're doing lots
of... Well, the music does it for you, you know, the music speaks for itself, you know. I don't pretend I'm happy on stage, I don't pretend I'm jumping around. The music, what we make, brings that energy up.
I think we live it, don't we? We always have, and we've been touring forever and ever and ever, and it's just I think without it, it's, you know, we feel like we're missing something in our lives if we're not doing it, you know. And a lot of the time, this isn't a job for us, it's our lives. I think that's the thing, isn't it? Just, I don't think of, you know, how could jobs use a weird title.
Yeah.
Not a job,
it's not a job. Yeah, it's an honour.
It's a hobby, is it? No, it's not a hobby.
It's not a hobby.
It's just what I do. It's what I am. Yeah.
Rock and roll for life, baby.
Yeah, brilliant. I know it's cliche, but I think there are people in the world that are like that. And we're fortunate that we are doing that, but it's like, you know.
This is what we do.
When I'm not playing in the band, I'm talking about the band.
Yeah, we are artists.
Something to, you know, talking to good people like yourselves about the band, or I'm talking to Benj about it. Just ideas all the time, just floating around. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, well, you know,
it should be.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a family, sir. And you know, much as you love your people and your family, some days, you know, you're the complete wankers, and you know, they think you are as well, like, you know, but the main thing is love, you know, and that's what we've got a lot of in the band. We care about each other, you know.